While the world's wealthier nations have stockpiled the coronavirus vaccines for their citizens, many other poorer countries are still scrambling to secure doses. Few have yet to receive any whatsoever. The World Health Organization says about a dozen countries, many of them in Africa, are still waiting to get vaccines. Those last in line on the continent, along with Chad, are Burkina Faso, Burundi, Eritrea, and Tanzania. WHO says delays and shortages are driving African countries to slip further behind the rest of the world in the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines, with the continent accounting for only 1% of the vaccines administered worldwide so far. Criminal hackers are now using brazen methods to try to extort money from law enforcement agencies, including leaking or threatening to leak highly sensitive and potentially life-threatening information. The defiant attacks on law enforcement agencies underscore how little the criminal syndicates that operate ransomware gangs fear any repercussions. In Washington, D.C., a Russian-speaking ransomware syndicate called Babook hacked into the network of the city police department and threatened to leak the identities of the department's confidential informants. Experts say that they hadn't seen such aggressive tactics used against police departments before. Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, says that Mexico has complained to U.S. officials about their alleged financing for anti-corruption group that he said has engaged in political activity against his administration. He made the announcement at a news conference shortly before Friday's online meeting with the U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris. The issue apparently did not arise at that meeting. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.